thin line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, April 2nd, 2025, episode 128. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my queen. I love you a lot. And that's all I got.
I can see we're both woefully unprepared for tonight's show.
Just a little bit.
I mean, I came in, I'm like, oh, hello, my love.
Hello, 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 darling. Let's cheers for a moment. One, two, three, four. You sounded very aluminium-like.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a can.
You have a can. I am drinking tonight, and boy, do I need it, and boy, do I deserve it. I'm drinking AB Asterisk. Oh, this is Cabernet Sauvignon from the Texas High Plains. I think we got this from David and Karen.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that what they brought over the other night when I did another brisket? Yes, another brisket. Yes. Another brisket.
But before we start the show, we have to wish somebody a very, very, very happy birthday today.
Okay. I was going to do that where it was sent to in the donation segment.
Okay. All right.
But maybe you're just talking about Damonette.
Yes, Damonette. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Damonette.
Happy birthday. And woo-hoo. Pastor Jimmy, congratulations with your wife.
Yes, yes.
This is what we do.
We actually went out to dinner with them last night to celebrate her birthday.
Yes, we did.
Which was very lovely. Went to Cypress Grill in Burney, which is highly recommended.
If you're ever in Burney, go to Cypress Grill.
Yes,
for
so
sure.
So happy birthday, and I hope your day was special.
Well, you spent most of it with her.
I did. Yes. We do what we always do. Yeah, we shop.
You went.
Yeah. Although she didn't buy anything. I was the only one that bought things.
Well, it's interesting because you said, because I said, you know, you're really busy. You know, you want to go to, do you really have to go to San Antonio? And you said, yes, I've got to return things. But it's amazing. You came home with all new stuff.
Well, not there all were, new stuff, but some new
there
things.
There was some new stuff. There was a nice blue jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Which was very kind of 70s vibe.
Yes,
I like it a lot. You had more of those jeans that looked like you just came out of the polder with high water. You know, it's like, okay. And you preface it by saying, I know you don't like these.
But they're so cute.
I said, but I don't have that. Well, yeah, they're super cute.
They're so cute. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I had to get a few new things, but it was fun. It was a nice day.
All right.
But I am running, and it is catching up to me, and I am one tired keeper.
You are.
Yes.
You're a bit of a tired keeper.
And I'm a little cranky.
I had not noticed at all. Today, yesterday, the day before.
I know. I have not stopped since I got home from Indiana last week from visiting my mom. We've had one thing after another after another. We had something Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. And we have not even sat down and caught up on all our shows. Now, like we're like two ships passing in the night.
That's really the travesty of it all. As I said the other night, I said, House of David is going to be in season two before we even finish what we still have left of season one. It's quite unbelievable.
I know. And it's all.
But you look fabulous when you're tired. You look fabulous all the time.
Oh, thank
and you are doing so much for so people. And you are doing lots of God's work.
So much
work.
For so people.
So many people.
Yeah.
And you're doing God's work everywhere. Yes, you are. Yeah. And even like this morning. Like you did not have to come to that. And I know you had plenty to do.
Yes.
I was speaking on the, what was it? Leadership Gillespie.
There was a Leadership Austin and Annette said Jimmy did a Leadership Abilene or something or not another. They're in a lot of different cities where they bring together business people. They network and then they teach them about different businesses.
Right. And so today,
I'm simplifying it immensely.
So today they were doing media and I'd been invited and it was a little hectic in the beginning there. It was a little confusing.
Well, they started before you, but I mean, you were part of the panel and the two of the three people started the discussion, which was really odd.
Maybe like a half hour before I even got there or 20 minutes at least. I'm like,
because I guess their tour of the newspaper
was very short.
Yes, because it was like 5 minutes.
And here's the paper, here's the ink, here's the newspaper. By the way, I said it several times, but I really meant it. It was cool to walk through an old school print shop where people are printing newspaper.
Did you not? Yeah, they were putting them together. I go, this is really old school.
Yeah. But it's kind of nice that that still exists. I did enjoy that.
Yes.
Anyway, and so everyone who was there at Leadership Gillespie, where I plugged this show several times, welcome
Jules,
to Curry and the Keeper.
Jules, the
shill in the audience.
No, the wine heiress.
The wine.
She was the one that asked about Curry and the Keeper. She gave it a shameless plug.
She was totally a shameless plug. So
thank you, Jules.
Tell me about. Do you do a podcast called? I think it's. Curry and the something, Curry and the Keeper. Tell us about that. Nice, Jules. Nice wine heiress. Yeah. Good job.
It was
good
really
job.
Nice to hear you. I like when you present, and I love when you stay on point. And you stayed on point.
Well, what you heard there basically was my background story that I've been.
I've heard a lot,
and yes. I've been able to condense this since we've been pitching Godcaster since Dallas.
Oh,
NRB.
Yes, so, you got it down.
Yeah, it flowed pretty nicely, didn't it? And weren't you like, wow, he didn't go off into the weave. He would just stay.
Well, and you answered the questions because sometimes you don't answer questions.
Answer the question, go.
You're like somebody asks you a question and then all of a sudden you're talking about something that's not even related and I'm looking at you like, answer the question. But you answered all the questions. You did.
It's all right. I looked over at you a couple times and after about 10 minutes you were on your phone. You were texting people.
Only when the other people were talking, not when you were talking.
That's true.
That's true. Because I was like, I don't know.
Well, there was like something in the way. I had to move my head.
It was like
over
a light
to see you. Yeah.
But it's so funny. We got there and Jules couldn't remember where she was. And so we went all the way around the whole printing press room. And then we walked right into the middle of the presentation.
From behind. Hi,
like,
everybody.
Sorry. It was great, though. It was great. And she really, really appreciated it.
No, it was my pleasure. My pleasure to do it. My pleasure. Anyway, back to you, Bob. Back to the story at hand. We have not seen everybody for 2 weeks. Thank you for your emails of concern, for your CK sad issues.
Yes.
We know that Curry and the Keeper, separation anxiety disorder is a real thing. We understand. We're here. It's okay. If you feel disoriented, just look at the ground. The feeling will go away. It's okay.
But anyway, as I was saying, back to me, Bob.
Yes, back.
Yes, I've been running. And then I'm off to Florida tomorrow morning for 4 days to see my girlfriend, Teresa. So hanging with her is just lovely.
Now, Teresa, we know Teresa. She's been mentioned on the show before. She's left the lid up. She's well discussed.
She sits in your spot
on
the couch.
She sits in my spot on the couch.
She's like a sister to me for sure.
You guys have been friends since.
Oh, forever.
You were the Terror Twins in Chicago, right?
We have a lot of history
between
us.
You were the Terror Twins in Chicago.
And what's really cool is that we talk about our faith all the time. Like God just has opened up a new dimension in our friendship and it's made our friendship even that much more special. So, and I love hanging with her. She's easy to be around, you know? So she's sending me all these recipes like, will you eat this? Will you eat that? Will you eat this? Because I'm eating absolutely no sugar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, sorry. I'm so high maintenance. But anyway, it's just going to be like really for
you. Deserve it. You deserve a nice break. That's why I made sure you have a car to pick you up
and take you
to the airport. It's like, I don't want you driving home in the dark.
Thank you.
There's Phoebe. You scolded her severely. She was very demure, very mindful.
Well, she's barking for no reason. And it's like,
there's important things.
Like what?
I don't know, but it's important.
Oh, goodness.
Important things you need to know about. Maybe she's mad that she's not on the show.
Maybe.
Yeah, she's been banned for
the show. You want me to go get her?
No. Don't worry about it.
So, so let's go back a couple weeks. So we went to the 80s.
Yes.
Spasmatics party. Did you read the newsletter?
I did.
Did you see that picture?
I saw the picture. This is not my best side in that wig. Not the best.
It really did not look like you. It looked like Carol Brady, actually.
It did, actually. It did have a bit of a Carol Brady
stacked
look.
But you rocked it, baby. You put it on, you're like, I'm ready to go.
I thought you were going to use the picture of Pastor Jimmy and I, because that is actually an awesome picture. I mean, and Pastor Jimmy, he kept his wig on the whole night as well.
He did. He looked like one of the Ramones.
He did not care. He's like, I'm just keep. And he was talking serious. He had God moments with everybody. And I just looked over from time to time like, bro, you have no idea. You've forgotten that you have this ridiculous dead thing on your head.
Well, he liked it. He was incognito, too. He was incognito sunglasses on. But anyway, so we decided we were going to dress up, and I got the t-shirt with your MTV headshot.
Which, by the way, is reusable. You can wear it around town.
I am going to wear it to bed, actually.
So I'll be looking at myself.
So you're close to my heart, baby.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You're just cold. Darling, can you get me some socks? I'm a little tired. Darling, can you give me the chapstick? I have dry lips.
I know you take such good care.
I try.
So anyway, so we go to the 80s party. You've got the wig on. I'm like dying because I'm like, it looks like a dead rat on your head, actually, or Carol Brady. And I'm decked out. We had the best time. And it was with a bunch of our church family friends. And it was so fun.
A lot
fun.
Of them. There must have been 12, 14 of them, I think.
And you actually got recognized.
Oh, yeah. People were like, oh, I remember you, Adam Curry.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Just props to Spasmatics, man. We've seen those guys several times.
Yes.
They're a franchise band. Mm-hmm. But I recognize most of the same guys who do it from Austin. Oh, yeah. The singer for sure.
Really? Okay.
The singer, the guitar player, I think it was a different drummer.
Yeah.
Who does all the sound effects. But regardless.
Yeah.
You're still recreating some sounds which are... not easy, like Guns N' Roses, you know, to really recreate that sound. It was good.
It was fun.
It's always fun.
It was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
We got a huge group picture. Must have been
20 people?
20, 25 of us. Yeah. It was great.
It was a lot of fun. It was nice. It was nice just to listen to 80s music. And we stayed in costume the whole night. I mean, my costume was easy.
And I think I saw Pastor Jimmy dance.
Yes, he got on the dance floor. He did dance because Annette likes to dance. He's not much of a dancer.
Yeah, we dragged him out. He was out there.
Didn't he even put his arms up? I thought he put his arms up.
Well, that was interesting. We both noticed this, that a lot of the church people just kind of automatically had their hands up, you know, kind of like in church, just hands were going up. It was, and I felt the same thing too. I'm like, hands up, here we go.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was good.
We had a good time.
I'm glad we went. I'm very glad we went.
Yes. So after that, on that Sunday, I left to travel to Indiana.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
To go see your mom.
Oh, boy. That was quite the trip.
And so whenever we travel, or certainly when one of us goes, we pray for safe passage, for travel favor. And God got you there.
The enemy was after me big time. I felt like the enemy. So I get on the plane from San Antonio, direct flight to Chicago. And we're coming into Midway. And we're starting to descend. All of a sudden, we're starting to go up. And I'm like,
ascend.
I go, we're going up. Then we get a message. We cannot land in Midway because the winds, it's too windy.
Yeah.
So we're diverting to St. Louis. I'm like, oh, lovely. Lovely. I didn't get all riled up. God has calmed my heart. I did not get riled up. I'm like,
well, you texted me from the plane.
Yeah, because I'm like, what do I do now?
Right. So I was sitting here with Phoebe, kind of, I had half an eye.
You were Johnny at the rat hole.
I had half an eye on my flight aware. So I hadn't seen that you'd done the, because I saw you going towards the airport. And then I saw this circle. I'm like, oh, hold on a second. And so I immediately, because I've been on a Southwest on a diverted flight, and I've been basically dropped off in a deserted airport, like, sorry, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Southwest has done that to me in the past.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's back in the day when it was truly just a budget airline. You know, it's changed a little bit since then. So the first thing I do is, let me see what flight I can get for you out of St. Louis to Chicago. The first one's tomorrow morning, I think 8:15. So I booked that right away on a refundable ticket. We'll see what happens. Then I'm like, airport hotel. And I find one half a mile from the airport. Boom, booked it. Okay. So I know that we're good, and I'm just going to wait to see what happens. So
yes.
That was done.
That was so appreciated. I mean, you were on it. You were Johnny at the raffle.
The last thing I want is you like stranded in an airport and not being able to sleep.
And I said to you, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to leave us here. I don't know if we're going to try and make it back to Chicago.
Yeah.
And so we get to the gate and they said, you know, you can get off the plane. We're going to wait it out for an hour and a half. We're going to see if the winds
are down.
That
was actually spectacular that they did that.
And they let us stand in the jetway. Mm-hmm. We were standing. Yeah. Charging our phone, standing in the jetway, talking.
That's cool.
Yeah. They gave. Do you know that once the plane lands and the doors open, that the flight attendants stop making money? They don't get any overtime. They stop making money as soon as that door opens.
Well, Dame Christina Pearl would be able to
verify that Dame Christina Pearl. That's what I was told.
How about the pilots, though? Well, the pilot's done, too, right?
Yeah, I heard. As soon as that door opens, they're done, and they don't get overtime.
But this was also end of the day for the pilots. They couldn't fly anymore.
They had to find another pilot.
They had to find a new crew, yeah.
So we waited about an hour and a half, and so we were on our way. So luckily, you were able to cancel the ticket and...
Yeah.
I don't know about the hotel.
No, we paid for a hotel night.
Okay. All right. So then we're going. They're like, okay, we're going into Midway. It's going to get bumpy. So I always have my seatbelt on and I start praying. I'm just praying. I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus the whole time. I'm in prayer. I'm deep in prayer.
Was it very bumpy? Was it like
it was bumpy?
Nashville and Adams playing bumpy?
No, nothing has ever been that bad.
So I was like, you got this, girl. You've been through much worse. This is nothing.
And you know what? And so when you're in prayer like that and I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus, like my heart's calm. And it wasn't until boom.
Yeah,
hard landing, fast and hard, that jolted me right out of my prayer.
Mm.
And so by this time, it's almost midnight.
Mm.
Okay. So,
it gets better.
So I'm like, okay, I got it. And that's like, Tina, just get a hotel, stay at the airport and then drive in the morning. Cause she knows I don't like to drive at night. And then I'm like, I just want to get there. I don't want to take my luggage, go to hotel, blah, 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 unpack my luggage. And so I go to Budget rental car, which I didn't know.
By the way. At this point, I'm like, take an Uber,
yes.
Whatever you do, don't listen to your husband.
Well, I needed a car because I needed to cart my mom around. So why I was like, I need the car. And I didn't know that Tony's car was at her house. She failed to tell me that. Yeah, she failed to tell me that. So anyway, so it's midnight and I go to Budget, also known as Trash rental car. And I get the car and I'm like, you know what, just... add the fuel, add the tolls, just add
it
all.
Did you even say add the insurance? Just
no,
because
it's covered under American Express.
Wow, okay.
I knew that. You
didn't fall for that one.
So it's midnight by the time I get in the car. I just get in the car and I'm barreling down the expressway. Go 55 to 94. And I'm and people, the speed limit is 55. People are passing me like 75, 85. And so I'm just, and God kept me alert and awake because usually I'm not good. And so I got there. I got to my mom. I got to my sister's house and her son was up. So he helped me with my luggage and everything. And then Tony's dog wanted to play at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I had to literally, I close the guest door and the dog comes and just opens the door. And so I had to literally close the door and put the chair up against the door. So anyway, so I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I'm going to go over to Whole Foods. I wanted to get some groceries. And so I get in the car. And the low pressure tire light comes on.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. That. So I go to this discount tire place. I'm like, hey, can you fill up the tire? It's low. I said, this is a rental car. And I look at the tire. They're completely bald. The tires are bald.
You sent me a picture. I'm like, holy crap. How could that? That's illegal to have on the road, that baldness.
Completely bald. And the guy said, I was afraid to put air in it because I was afraid it was going to pop.
Yeah.
So I called Budget and I said, look, I was mad. I said, I can't even believe you rented this car to me. This is unsafe. By the grace of God, by God's travel favor,
for real,
I did not have a blowout at 12:30 at night in the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, you would have been real popular.
I would have probably been dead.
I don't know about that. But
anyway, so God covered me all the way. I mean, it was.
Holy
I felt
Spirit.
Like the enemy was just trying to attack me, and then I broke off half my nail, my fingernail, and I was nursing that, and because
that hurt. I know,
but anyway, all in all, it was a great trip. Once I got to,
and mom's great, and everything's okay, and we're good.
It was nice to be able to spend time with my mom, and I was able to take care of her, and I prayed over her a couple times, and I talked to her. You know, God had put it on my heart to talk to her about a few things, and she was very receptive and open to it.
That's
so
nice.
It was a lovely visit. It was
well.
Really
I hear you
visit.
On the phone with her now after your visit, and it's really softened a lot.
Yes. Yeah. So I really am happy that I went out there.
Me too.
And then on Wednesday, my daughter Ellen came to pick me up and I got to stay at her place for one night in the city, which was a lot of fun.
And Theo the cat jumped on you in the middle of the night.
Yes,
you attract animals, babe. You are Dr. Doolittle.
I know. Theo loves everybody. Dr. Doolittle. Yeah, so Theo's not allowed on the couch or the table or her counters. I mean, that cat is very well trained. But in the middle of the night, I'm sleeping on her couch. All of a sudden, he jumps on me. I was like, Theo, you're not supposed to be on the couch.
No, Theo, that's not good.
But it was nice. It was nice to be in the city with Ellen. We walked a lot. That was really nice. Chicago has so many eclectic restaurants.
Oh, it's
so nice to just...
Is it anything like the way you remember it from back when you and Teresa were the Terror Twins?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
I love that part of Chicago. Yeah. And they live in a very, very cute, very safe neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. So it was a jam-packed trip, and then got home on Thursday, and then it was bada boom, bada boom, bada boom, busy.
Yes.
Yes.
Was it? I can't remember.
Oh my gosh. And then Friday
I don't remember anything.
Friday we
Well, here's what I remember. You came home and you said, I can't believe I booked all these things. I can't believe I'm going to Florida. I can't believe. And I went, I can. Because I told you.
No, it wasn't. I can't. I'm like, I booked back to back to back trips. And I said, and then what I said, I'm an idiot. That's what I said.
And I said, no, you're not, babe. No, you're not. At no point did I say, I told you so.
No.
It was very hard. Yeah. At no point. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to say I told you so.
I know. This.
So what do we do? I don't even remember. Because all I know is my life has been show. Godcaster, show, Godcaster, show.
I know.
So I'm not quite sure.
Well, Friday night we went out to dinner with Pastor Jimmy and Annette and the Maxwells.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was really nice.
Talk about that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, and I encourage you to take a look at the bridge message
from this past Sunday.
Or you can go to HelloFred.fm and you can listen to it if you want to catch up.
Yes.
And Steve Maxwell, he started something called Citizens Defending Freedom and the Remnant Alliance. And he's really trying to bring the church out of the sanctuary into culture. A lot of what's happening here in Fredericksburg and actually Bridge Church and Pastor Jimmy and what he's doing is a big example of that. But he has a story. He had a actual death experience. He was dead.
He had
a
near death experience.
Well, he was dead for 15 minutes. It was an actual death experience. And
is that what they call it? They don't call it near death. They call it actual death.
Yeah. I think it's ADE, actual death experience.
Really?
I'm making that up on the spot. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I've only heard of it as near death experience because he was gone.
He coded for 15 minutes. Yeah. And his wife, Beverly,
Lovely
just
lady.
Fabulous people and connected really well with him. It was nice sitting at the table hearing. This will sound kind of strange, but often I'm the center of a dinner and I was like, oh, it's so nice. I'm just sitting back. I'm just listening. And he has the story. And it was so nice to just hear him and hear Beverly and, wow, man, Holy Spirit's all around her. You must go. I'll put it in the show notes. You must go watch their testimony from last Sunday.
Yes,
it is
it's pretty
unbelievable.
Phenomenal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he has a real strong message that he came back from heaven. He was in heaven and he came back.
Yes.
It's crazy.
God showed him things.
Yes, he did.
Just remember this.
Yeah, he did.
We're in the final harvest. Just remember that.
Yes. It could be 5 days, 5 months, or 50 years, but we're in it.
That's right.
We're in it. Got to load up the ark, baby. We got people to save.
And
for
you know,
sure.
Listening to his story, it removes, and I'm not fearful anyway, but it removes all fear from dying because we know where we're going.
Yes.
We know where we're
so
going.
True.
And
so
as long
true.
As you believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to heaven.
So
if
true.
If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, I'd say you might want to get might want to get that in check or you're going to be chewed on in other places. What are you looking for?
I'm actually adding it to the show notes now so I don't forget about it. Yeah. I want to make sure.
So it was really nice. It was really nice to spend time with them. It was, we really enjoyed that. And then Saturday, so that was Friday. And then Saturday I hosted a clothing party at my house for my girlfriend, Karen. So we had about, I don't know, eight, ten women here.
Yeah, that was fun. Phoebe and I stayed in the studio and did show prep.
Yes. Yeah.
Which so was great. Fun. Which was great.
Yeah. And then that night we went over to the Holloway's house.
Yes.
In, it was kind of far. How far was it? You're busy it was, working
it was,
over
it was,
there.
It was about 30 minutes. I'm with you. I was about 30 minutes. Uh-huh. And we, and they basically... I didn't know them that well, although when I saw Christine, I'm like, yeah, I've definitely talked to him, but mm-hmm. I'd never spoken to her husband, Derek. Really good. I mean, this they have the perfect kind of get-together house mm-hmm. out there in the hills.
And beautiful views, like.
Very.
But I mean, they were in the awesome. They were in the fire zone. They
got evacuated.
Yeah. It's a little too far for me. I wouldn't want to be that far.
But it was... It was kind of the same group of church people, more or less,
yeah.
or a church family, but it was somehow different. I don't know what it was, because we were all outside on their big deck out there, and it was nice. It was yes. It was a very nice experience. Nice. Mm-hmm. I like their dog.
Yes, I know. You're like, I like this dog.
Jameson.
It's yeah. a standard poodle.
Yeah, he doesn't have, it's poodle with a P, not with a D. Once it's doodle, then it's a, oh. it's a derivative and it's no good.
Yeah.
But no, it was quite fun. It yeah. really was. And we left on time because, you know, we had to work the next, was it church the
it
next day?
It was Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. We didn't stay too late, but yeah. it was really nice. I mean, and we say that all the time, the thing that we love most, one of the things that we absolutely love most is our spiritual family
yeah.
and all the friends that we've made. And I don't know, there were 20 people there. It was,
and we always have something to talk about.
Always.
We yes. never run out of stuff to say.
Yes.
That's what I find just amazing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the old days, old Adam, before I put on this new jacket, I'd be like, these people again, I'm so bored of talking about it.
Really?
Yeah, because how many friends did I have? I didn't have many friends.
No, you had no friends when I met you.
Zero friends. No, I had nothing. I was just sad.
You're just sad. I rescued you.
Yes, you did. Thank you. Thank you for rescuing me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for socializing me.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You're welcome. But before we went to the party, I finally got my samples for the bar stools.
No, hold on a second. This went a little... the samples for... All right. This is hilarious. Now, we've had these bar stools for...
Oh, we got them at the Alana Courthouse, so probably 6 years ago.
6 years? Yeah.
Yeah, they're falling apart.
And we sit on them all the time.
Yes.
And when it comes to furniture, we don't really buy super expensive furniture because, you know, we're just like, well, after five or actually the couch has lasted now for almost 10 years.
Yes.
That's been phenomenal. But rugs, certainly with Phoebe, like $200 rug, that's perfect. It's
yes.
good. Yeah, we can replace that in a while.
Exactly.
So the bar stools are, they're getting their wear and tear and they're starting to split open and it's time. And we'd already talked about it for a couple months. Like, we should get new bar stools. And so we talked about it, you know, and then it comes to the material for the bar stool, and Tina does an unbelievable thing. She like a shoe salesman, like a professional shoe salesman. She shows me three swatches,
and you're colorblind.
I'm colorblind.
Yes.
So one is black, and two are kind of the same color. I don't know exactly.
One's vegan leather.
Yeah. Well, you didn't tell me that at first, but then you say, "Well, what do you think of these?" And I'm like, "Well, like." I said, I like the black. She says, oh, really? Yeah, I kind of like one. I mean, you already knew exactly what you wanted, and you're just asking me out of some kind of odd courtesy. There was no way I was going to choose anything. So it's like when you go in the shoe store, ladies, and the shoe salesman wants to sell you these wonderful pumps, but he shows you some Jesus sandals and then some like moon boots on the other side. Obviously, you're going to choose the beautiful pumps. That's what you did to me. It was a shoe salesman tactic. Well done. Bravo.
Okay.
You got exactly what you wanted. And it was not the vegan leather because no, hard no pass. Leather's leather, not vegan
Here's
leather.
Here's the thing, too.
What is vegan leather?
I don't even know.
It's a chemical. It can't be real leather.
Yes.
No,
it's an
no
oxymoron,
good.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, but we were sitting there, and so I had the sample sent to Annette's house because we...
This is the worst part. Pay attention to this.
So,
Dame Annette is...
Yeah?
I don't know the right word. It'll come to me. Tell us what happened.
So the samples went to Annette's house because I ordered them while I was hanging out with her one day. And so she brought them over and we're looking at them like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, this one, yeah, I think this is good. This is good. She goes, order them. Put them in your cart and order them.
This
she knows,
is what I'm talking about.
Because she knows I can't commit sometimes. I just cannot commit.
You're a horrible shopper.
I know.
You will not buy. I have to force you sometimes.
So then I said, I got to talk to Adam about it.
And then what did Dame Annette say? You don't need to talk to him. He doesn't need to know. Just put him in your cart. Buy him. Buy him already.
I said, no, I really need to run it by him. But here's the thing. Annette,
I really need to trick him into what I want is what you meant.
Well, but Annette and I chose the vegan leather. So that really? Was the one we chose. And as you and I were talking about it, I made the decision to go with the other leather.
That's correct. Didn't really matter what I meant, what I thought. It doesn't matter. It's okay because I am colorblind and you've put together a wonderful house, and that is part of what you do in our relationship. And I just keep my studio nice and messy and with stacks of papers.
Just talking to Annette about that too. I go, I could not work in Adam's studio. It is just entirely too.
The
messy
messier it gets, the more comfortable I feel.
Oh, it is like it's like a dirty sock in here.
It is like a working studio. You should go to Joe Rogan's studio. The other day I came in and this, I haven't smoked for what is it now? A year and a half? Longer?
Yeah,
maybe.
A year and a half.
I walk in, I'm like, oh.
You can smell the smoke?
Cigar.
Oh.
Because he was smoking cigars. Or something. I'm like, whoa, it smells. I didn't say it, but I'm like, ooh, man.
You don't inhale cigars though, right?
But it's still in your mouth. I mean, it's, you
didn't
know.
Weren't you smoking a cigar and you fell asleep on the beach? And it was like a dead animal in your mouth. Then you fall asleep. I think you told me that story.
I don't remember.
Maybe it was somebody else.
Well, some other husband, perhaps? Smoking a cigar is basically the next, even an hour later, it's a dead animal in your mouth. A cigar is only really nice if it's with a whiskey or a cognac.
What's the point? Because the taste is in your mouth. It does. You do not inhale cigar smoke.
No, you're not
supposed
to.
It's just the taste in your mouth then?
It's secretly, I'll tell you, it's bull crap. It's completely. It's
people
completely,
like it though.
Nah, they don't really. I can't. It's like, oh, it's a wonderful cigar. I don't. It honestly.
And what's the stuff? Why do men put the tobacco in their gums? Like between their gums?
For the nicotine delivery system. Yeah, okay. That's more nicotine
and
delivery.
And then they spit in the. That's gross.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like in a 7-Eleven cup and they dribble into it. I'm like, bro, you're never going to get a woman. It's not going to happen.
And you have brown teeth.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I don't smoke
anything.
I know.
I'm so happy you don't have brown teeth anymore.
Or smoke.
Okay. Me too. I'm happy you don't smoke. But anyway, yeah. Getting back to the house. Yeah. I tend to do that. I tend to make up my mind and I want confirmation from you.
We've literally been talking about bar stools for months.
Yes.
For months.
But I make up my mind on what I want and then I want confirmation from you. And then if I have to persuade you, I persuade you.
It's not even a game that I play. It's not even persuasion. It's like, hey, gerbil, do you see this cheese over
gerbil.
Here? There's only one way to get there. And that's through this maze that I've poured out in front of you. And it may look like it's complicated and you have choices, but you don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all right, baby.
What were we talking about the other day when you go, yeah. I said, oh, you go, yeah, we've been together 11 years. And I go, no, we haven't. It's been 10. You go, it feels like 11 years.
Sometimes it does, babe. Sometimes it feels like 11. No, I can't help it.
Really? Really?
No. You make me laugh. You really make me laugh. Yeah. I wish you were around more often because you really make me laugh. But you're just pretty much.
I haven't been around. You're in your studio all the time. You're working a lot.
I am. But yeah. I'm working for Jesus.
I know. So am I. Harvest Project Texas. I'm working for Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that in Indiana.
Indiana.
You've been traveling.
Yeah.
You've been traveling.
I'm honoring God. I'm going to see my mom.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
And I have the door open unless I'm doing a conference call.
I'm not. I left you with a big vat of chili that you ate for 3 days.
That was awesome. That, by the way, that was phenomenal. Thank you so much. So when you left, so that night I had chili, which was great. So I have my chili, and Pastor Jimmy, he's like, "Bro, you're alone. We've got to have a bro date," which was fantastic. We went to Cabernet Grill, where they had these, they always have like a special little thing from the chef.
Yes.
And it was deep fried deviled eggs.
Oh my gosh, it sounds so good.
It was amazing. But we had such a good time, because we love it going out with people. And, you know, we have to restrain ourselves, because if we're really honest about it, we just want to talk to each other and like, we just have all this stuff we want to talk about. So to have the opportunity to just be completely like just us, and it was great. It was great. Yeah. And then, so I had that meal, and that it was 4 nights total. And then the next 2 nights I had chili, and it was phenomenal.
The chili gets better the longer it sits.
So good. Thank you for that. Tina, you could go into business.
Oh, I follow a recipe, baby. I'm stealing somebody else's recipe.
And Tina always says, whenever I really like something she makes, the thing she always says is, "It's so easy to make. It's so easy."
Yes.
You should not play it like that.
Oh, I slaved.
I slaved over it.
I did change it up a little bit, and I put less tomato sauce in. And,
perfect.
And more tomato paste, because I wanted it thicker. Did you put the beans in?
Yeah, of course I put the beans in. Yeah, yeah. But the first night I had the cheddar on it, and it was stanky. I didn't like the cheddar. Yeah.
It was stanky. The cheddar was stanky?
Stanky. So the mix was not, your spices were perfect. The cheddar in it was just ruined it. I'm like, so I just scooped it off. Go away, cheddar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, go away, cheddar.
Did you put sour cream on it?
Nope.
Oh.
Pure Tina's chili.
Oh.
TC.
Sorry, I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm making anything.
I know. It's just me.
I'll take a steak out. I'll put it in the fridge for you.
But Phoebe and I had a great time, because I sit on the floor with her and I just pet her, because she gets very depressed when we're gone.
What about the Phoebster? Big news.
Yes. I took her up whenever, you know, once every 5 weeks. Once every 5 weeks, I got to go get her some food, and I take her to see the girls at Perdinale's Veterinarian Center. And everyone's always like, "Hi, Phoebe." And they're always like, "Oh, boy."
They're waiting with bated breath.
They already have it up on the computer what she weighed last time, because she was 97. Remember, she went from 87 to 97.
Oh, was it 87?
It was something like that. It was 87.5 or something. Yeah, it was close to 88. And she gets on this, and she knows, by the way. She trots when she wants to sniff the flowers, pee in the flower bed. Sorry, ladies. And then she trots right in, and she knows right away. She gets on the scale, stands still. She knows exactly. It's crazy. 93.4. Perfect.
Wow.
Way. Cheers erupted from behind the desk. Dr. Sammy had her hands up in the background. Everybody's happy. Phoebe is perfect weight. Yeah,
we were running out of food. You're like, "I got to go get her food." And I had to make her chicken and rice, which she loves.
She does.
She loves that. Yeah.
Anyway, so we stayed here, of course, and we watched another Marky Mark movie. Another Mark Wahlberg. Really good, directed by Mel Gibson, called Flight Risk. And then actually the first night we watched all 5 episodes all in a row. That was while you were doing, I stopped it, of course, because I'm over here booking flights and hotel rooms. Robert De Niro, what's the name of that?
Oh,
thing?
Yeah. You said you liked it, even though.
Really? Well, because I was looking at him like, Robert De Niro is such a douche.
Mm-hmm.
He became such a political, adversarial, cussing, just like, what are you doing, man? You're not the Robert De Niro I grew up with, Taxi Driver and all this stuff.
Right.
And I put myself over it and said, he's still a good actor. Let me see what it is. And it's called Zero Day.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really.
It's a series?
It's a limited, you know, 5 episodes, limited series. Really good. Basically a very long movie.
Yes.
Really good. And that's basically what we did.
Nice.
We just stayed home, watched movies, went to bed. I did, you know, lots of Godcaster stuff.
Yes.
And that was it. And missed you and just missed you. I mean, the bed doesn't need to be made because only one little corner opens up. I get in, close the corner in the morning, open the corner. There's nothing else.
You don't even open the shades.
No. Why bother? No one's going to see it. I did do the dishes every day. Proud of myself. Dishes got done. Dishes got cleared out. I didn't leave a whole stack. That's old Adam.
Oh.
Yes, this is godly Adam.
I don't know. When
cleanliness is next to godliness, baby.
I don't, you know, when I dated you, though, your apartment was out. Your food was all on the counter. Are
you kidding me? I was hooking you on, baby. I'm like, I got to clean this mess up. She's coming over.
And you would change the toilet paper rolls.
Always a full toilet paper roll. You're never going to see like one of those pathetic, like a third left or something.
I know you always take them off. I'm like, that's wasteful. That goes against my Indiana.
I put them underneath the sink so that they're there, you know,
for emergencies.
I always, when guests come over, you see, because when guests come over, Tina says, you only have to do two things for me. Clean both toilets.
Yes.
That's really it. Yes. And so I'm scrubbing the toilets, making sure they're all clean. And if I don't like the size of the toilet roll, off it goes, new toilet roll goes on. Yes, ma'am.
I know.
That is, I don't know why that is, but
that's funny.
And of course, the paper goes over the top, not underneath.
Yes. I correct it when I'm at other people's homes.
But you turn it around. By the way, you had the party here with the girls coming over. Uh-huh. And I had to go to the bathroom and seat was up. I don't know who did it. Somebody left the seat up. Hello, ladies. You're in our house.
Obviously, somebody doesn't listen to the show.
You should know better to keep the lid down.
Yes.
Lid down.
Ellen puts her lid down.
Well, of course she does.
Yes. Yeah.
She's learned
so
well.
So I watched a really goofy movie called The Menu. It was, I thought it was like, oh, this is really interesting. And then it got really dark and creepy because I go, oh, I sent you a text. I go, you might like this movie, The Menu. I go, wait a minute. It's very dark and creepy.
And at that point, I was watching The Substance.
Oh, yes.
Worst movie in movie making history. I could not believe I watched. And the end just got so stupid.
I can't believe she won a gold. Did she win a Golden Globe
or something? Yeah, Demi Moore.
Did she? Was it?
It was the whole
Golden Globe worthy performance.
I don't want to judge.
Oh.
The movie. It was just dumb. I'm like, this is an insult to my intelligence. Anyway,
yeah,
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then luckily you came home and all was good and everything was fine again and on Walton Mountain.
Oh,
it was all good.
But if you think about it, we haven't even had dinner together at home.
Yeah, I've thought about that. Yes, that has crossed my mind. That's correct. Yes, we haven't because every single night we've been out, every single night, I don't book these things.
I know.
I go along like a good husband.
I know.
But yes, we have not caught up on our...
nothing.
We've not caught up on nothing.
We haven't caught up on each other.
Well, a little bit.
Oh, hey, what did you think of tonight's class, Walking with Jesus Discipleship?
Man, first of all, I got to say it again. Pastor Brian is so good at this.
He is. He's a really, great teacher.
He really is. This is about the spiritual gifts.
Yes. They talk about the three spiritual gifts they talked about was healing, prophecy.
We talked about five tonight.
No, we talked about three. I thought three.
No.
Healing, prophecy, and tongues.
No, speak. Yeah.
Speaking tongues.
Healing.
Yeah.
Why do I think there were more?
Because they covered more last week when we weren't there. So we have to watch the video.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Mind blowing.
So, yes, I'm very intrigued with the prayer language.
Like, yes.
God gives.
Well, I got my prayer language a while ago.
Yeah. I don't have it.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, it was nice to have Pastor Jimmy get up on stage later and talk a little bit about that because it's one of those things that the enemy definitely makes you think, oh, this is weird. This shouldn't be happening. I shouldn't be doing this. It's I'm processing it still.
Yeah.
Definitely processing
it.
But it was very good. I'm so excited about what we're learning in this class.
It's very cool.
I mean, I mean every single time I'm there, I'm thinking, I want this to be a podcast. This whole thing should be a podcast.
Oh.
The stuff has to be refined because, you know, the workbooks need, you're actually correcting some of these workbooks, but the whole thing is a masterclass. Yeah. It's just a masterclass in your faith. Mm-hmm. I am so loving it. Even though, it makes us do the show late.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were very upbeat about doing the show.
I was.
Very,
I was like, yay, I can't wait to go home and do the show.
Yeah, not fooling me for a second. Not for a second.
No, I, you know what, and I wouldn't mind taking the class again.
It's funny. I was thinking about that during the class. I was thinking, you know, when they do this next year, I think I want to do it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really do. Mm-hmm. Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that
I have good? Some suggestions, though. I really think that at the end of each block, because there's four blocks, foundation, framework, faith, and fire.
Wow. You know it all.
Yes. And I think at the end of each block, they need to give a synopsis of everything they covered, because there's usually four sessions per block. And I think they need to do close the circle.
Yeah,
let me show you how all of this weaves together.
No, that's a good
and
point.
Then at the very end, how the big picture looks.
Bottom line is, people, don't just go to church on Sunday. Your church does more. Every single church has something extra. Do it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
For
it's
sure.
It's really worth it.
Sure, for sure.
What else you got, babe?
The only other thing is, like, you've perfected smoking a brisket. You smoked your third brisket.
I'm getting pretty good at it.
You are. Yeah. You're getting really good at it.
I feel like a Texan.
You are.
I got my driver's license. I got my boots. I got my gun, and I can smoke a brisket.
Oh, and you're going on jury duty next Friday.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I tried to get out of it, but no, there was no opportunity.
I love how when somebody asks you, well, how long have you been in Texas? It increases exponentially.
I've
been here about 20 years. I'm like, you have not.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
Well, surprise, surprise. Just before we started, Tina says, oh, I haven't done a God Shot of the question of the week. Would you like to do the God Shot? And I'm like, well, you know what? I will do the God Shot, because every morning we do Bible study. Usually we do it together. It depends on if you're here, how busy you are. But I'm usually doing my Bible study.
Yes. I didn't do it today. Because,
but you didn't do it at all?
No, because I was, get to it all? Oh my gosh, it was just crazy busy.
I'm able to schedule my day so I can do it. And it's basically whatever pops up in different devotionals, and often then I'll dive into my Founder's Bible and read, because the Founder's Bible, no matter where you are, it then has a piece about our presidents and our history. But this is a favorite of mine that is, I learned this one very, very early on in our faith journey. And it's good to just remind yourself of this one, because in this day and age, it's so easy to get mad at somebody.
Oh, I know what
particularly,
it is.
Particularly, do you really? What do you think?
Okay,
it
go
is?
Ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Kara. What do you think it is?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's so easy, particularly.
Gosh, you're so snarky.
Jeez.
Please. What is it? Then you say it, Kara. Okay, go ahead, Kara.
And you just did it again.
I'm sorry I interrupted. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, baby. Baby.
It's okay, baby.
Move
on. I love you.
Move along.
if you let me get the words out
sorry.
Of my mouth. You're not sorry. You're making it. Now you're just doing theater.
Okay.
Now you're just hogging the mic. Particularly in this day and age when people say horrible things online. People do horrible things in traffic. People just can be horrible. And this is Romans 12, 17 to 20. And it starts at 17. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. That's an important line, by the way. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live in peace. Live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, and here's my favorite. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. And I love this because on one hand, God is saying, or Jesus in this case, is saying, don't do back to someone what they did to you. But if you do something really nice, you're really going to get back with it in a very interesting way.
Because I don't understand that last part. You're heaping burning coals on their head by helping them out.
Well, yes, because the vengeance is God's, and you're heaping these burning. So you're being so nice that it will just burn the evil away. That's kind of the way I see it.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
And I try, you know, I have a couple that I just always remember, like James 1, be quick to listen, slow to speak, even slower to get angry.
Yes.
If your enemy is hungry. So if your enemy is there wanting to get at you, just be nice. Feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. And this will really, this is really what just, it makes it all right.
Yes.
And
yes.
God will take care of the rest.
Yes.
And it's just one of my favorites. And yeah. It popped up today. And so I was so happy to see that.
Oh, I love that. I thought you were going to quote James, so I apologize.
Quick to listen, slow to speak, even slower to get angry.
Yes.
Mm. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I think of that
and
one.
And then the Proverbs, your mouth speaks what your heart is full of. I don't know what proverb
No is. Kidding.
Yeah.
I like reminding myself of that one when I hear somebody else speak.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I see what you're speaking.
I have to catch myself because, you know, sometimes.
Because you have such a dark heart.
I have a black soul. I have a hole in my heart.
I don't.
But, you know, I wanted to go back to the Indiana trip. So mm-hmm. I wanted to have this conversation with my mom, and I was starting to get a little nervous about it. And so at night when I was going to sleep, I wanted to play a Jack Hibbs mm-hmm. podcast, and Jack Hibbs was talking about, the title was, "Is God Asking You to Do Something and You're Not Doing It?" I'm like,
it's amazing how he does that, isn't it?
And then also when I walk, I like listening to Jack Hibbs too. I do like him a lot. And mm-hmm.
Now, the question, what do you use to listen to Jack Hibbs?
YouTube.
Oh, you just stabbed me in the heart.
I don't think he's on.
He's on the Bridge Godcaster.
Oh.
Yeah. It's all right. Oh, it's okay. Please, you use YouTube. Use the devil's tool.
Sorry.
You must.
The devil's tool. But he was talking about judging people. He was talking like, we are not to judge people because God is the ultimate judge.
Same
like,
thing. Who, that's the
yes.
same thing here.
So when you were saying that, I was thinking about that. And we do it all the time. I'm so guilty of it.
We catch each other, though. I love that. We confess it to each other. Like, I was real judgy on this one.
And it's good. And it's like, so and I was talking to my friend Brandy about this. Like, how do you, you know, how do you discern venting versus gossiping? Like sometimes you want to vent about something.
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, but and how do you, where's that balance? Or when you're just talking through something and you're making a determination, how is that considered judging? Like I'm praying about that because
that's
I don't know how, you know, how to balance that. I don't know. And we all judge and we all talk about other people.
That would be one for Damonette, actually.
Yeah.
I would see her counsel on that.
Uh-huh.
I would seek her counsel.
Anyway, good God shot, honey. Thank you for pitch hitting.
It's my pleasure.
Awesome.
I do my best.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksuckers.
Yeah, Corksuckers.
We got to hear from those Corksuckers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Corksuckers.
So we've got 2 weeks of value for value coming back at us. Boy, it's so beautiful to see all these notes that everybody sent. We haven't been to the P.O. box. So we don't know if we got anything. Is there anything that we came in that we haven't thanked people for since the last episode?
I have not been there.
We got some beautiful notes, beautiful blessings back through the modern podcast apps. People usually know they're using Fountain, Podcast Guru. You can use many of them to boost us, which means you can send us some value and a message. And of course, PayPal works. ScurringTheKeeper.com. We explained it very well. And please subscribe to the newsletter. It's funny. You always get a good picture and it reminds you when the show is coming.
Exactly.
And right off the top, our top executive producer, we have a couple of them today, is Sir by His Grace, Mr. David Wicker. $111.22. Of course, that represents the 1122 church that they attend.
Yes.
And he says,
David, thank you.
Boy, I haven't even gotten that queued up. He says, where is it here? He says, in the evening.
In the evening.
11/22 is for value. Happy birthday, Jules.
His beautiful, beautiful wife, Jules.
Yes.
She just, she shines bright. I mean, Christ just shines brightly from this woman.
And he goes right into, hey, Adam, that wig looked like Farrah Fawcett. Okay, thanks, brother. Beautiful. Tina, have you ever looked into sauna benefits and cold plunge? Well, let me take that one there, David. Tina has a portable sauna, which is basically a bag that you zip up and it gets really hot. And she was doing this thing where she's supposed to do a cold plunge and she can't do it. She wimps out. I said, baby, the pool, we don't have a heated pool. The pool is a perfect 55 degrees, hop in. And no, you can't do it. You just can't do it.
No.
Can't do it.
I can't.
Can't do it. So happy birthday, Jules. Congratulations.
Yes, happy birthday.
And he did want a KLTD KYBO. Keep the lid down. Keep your buckets overflowing.
Thank you, David. That was very sweet.
$100 from Eric Kessler.
Eric Kessler?
I don't think Eric Kessler has donated before.
You've been decanted.
Thank you, David. Send us a note, man. Let me know what's going on. I don't know where you're from. But appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
And coming in with 77,777... pushing us into the top three of the Fountain Top 10, where I might add Living Up in a Down World is number one.
Is it?
Yes. Pastor Jimmy's been on fire, man. He had Rick Green on.
He's doing video now.
Which is also available at HelloFred.fm and on the Godcaster at Bridge Church. And he's doing interviews now. Oh, I'm sorry, conversations, but they're good.
I like how he prays before they
he started that off. I think the episode I did with him was the first one And I said, brother, you got to do that.
That's a great format.
Especially when you just kick in the opening tune. I mean, that's a show, mm-hmm. show thing, but like it was good. And it's just good.
Yes.
He is such a natural.
He is.
I'm so glad I got them podcasting.
Ah, me too. You made him a star, Adam.
I don't think so. And he says, Pastor Jimmy says, Damonette and I so love doing life with you both. We get to do this together. Thanks for helping me get my Rodecaster Pro 2 set up, which is actually happening Saturday.
I know.
He's thanking me in advance. Because I'm like, bro, because now he has more than two people on the show. So he needs four mics. Yes. I'm like, I got to set this thing up. So he said, well, I can just do the settings. No. So we're going to meet Saturday. We're going to hang out. We're going to drink Black Rifle coffee. We're going to set these things up. It's going to be awesome.
Nice.
Very excited. Let's do this. KTLD KYBO. Awesome. Looking forward to it, brother. Marco Frisson comes in. He's always there with
$50.
Marco, thank you so much. He is, of course, a salmon yay. Then we have Trinity Divilbis,
Trinity?
I think that's a different Trinity.
Is it?
I think it is. 11/11? I think it's a different Trinity.
I don't think so.
Well, maybe.
I'm not sure.
I mean, all of us, Trinity.
Oh, no, 11/11. No, that's Trinity. Trinity and Finn. Hello, second donation of 11/11 here in celebration of Mr. Finn's first birthday on March 23rd.
Oh, you got a note? Well, how come I didn't get that note?
Oh, it didn't go to you. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Lots of love and in the evening, Trinity and Finn.
In the evening.
All right. Happy birthday, Finn.
Oh.
1 year old. Lovely.
So cute.
$7 from Ashley Wright. Thank you, Ashley. We love seeing your name pop up on the list. Then we have Dr. Wow, this is interesting. Oh, Joshua. Okay, Joshua. Joshua.
Yes.
Do you know, I have a note here, but is Joshua also a new, I don't think I've ever seen Joshua show up.
I have a note.
I have the note here. Well, it's 77/77, so that's a Striper donation. Okay. And I'm going to decant him just in case.
You've been decanted.
Here's what I got, and then you can tell me if you received
it.
So, sent a note to the Curing the Keeper Substack under my ministry name, Self is a Fail Machine. Wanted to give my first ever value for value donation to the Keeper and Podfather. God bless from Joshua. Sent it through Fountain. Thank you very much. And you have a note, I
have
guess.
It, yes.
Oh, nice.
blessed by your wonderful podcast, not a pod. Thank you so much. Perfect. Went and visited your beautiful town on a trip to Bolverde, spring break celebration of my keeper's new position as principal of her school. Oh, wow. Sadly, it was during the fire. I was the guy who tweeted Adam to offer talent and time as needed. We still had a great visit, but I did miss my most important goal due to the fire and our willingness to stay out of the way while real citizens were dealing with untold potential damage. We stayed out of town until Monday. Oh. You know what isn't open on Monday or Tuesday?
Yes.
Freedhelms.
That's right.
As we drove through town, I remembered all the little bits of Curry and the Keeper trivia. Oh. And my wife thought I was crazy as I went on a tour of Fred listening to HelloFred.fm.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. That's awesome.
Thank you again for letting us be a part of your walk in Christ and sharing so openly. God bless you and keep you both. Love in Christ, Joshua.
Oh,
isn't that a lovely note next time that you just came through today, too?
Next time you guys come through, let us know. We'll have a drink or we'll have coffee or something.
And we'll come on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
We go to Freedhelms. Yes.
It's the best restaurant.
It is our go-to. It is. And, you know, I think we are really a good little commercial thing here for Fredericksburg. We're helping commerce.
Yes. Oh, and I just saw on an email that your interview with Rick just posted.
Oh, really? Just posted? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Anyway. Uh-huh.
I'm sure it's awesome.
The Tavern with Adam
Curry. The Tavern, yes, everybody. Yes. 7777 from Sir Brian with an I.
Oh.
And he says, why is there not a single person in Vineyard Nation that believes that I will finally be a dad in just 7 months? It will be my first AI baby.
He's a weirdo.
Is it AI or AL? I can't tell what it says.
I know. He told me, I don't know if it's a boy or girl due in October.
It says AL baby. What's an AL baby?
I don't know.
His mom and I agreed to name him Baby with his father's eyes. Poor kid. One day he shall ascend in the peerage. So Tina, please start working on titles for those who will eventually graduate from their baby bottles full of Welch's grape juice.
All right, Brian, that's a stretch.
In the evening, y'all.
That's a stretch, he's Brian. Insane. Insane. You're much more talented than that. But thank you.
6,040 sats from Comic Strip Blogger. He's always there for us. He always checks in. He says, will there be a show? Will there be a show?
Aww.
And he says, howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. Today, I'd like you and your audience to visit the website european-union.europa.eu/achievements. I'm sure we all remember that one. So that you all will understand. EU, that's the European Union, is forced for good for many reasons. One being preventing bloody wars among its member countries. Yo, CSB.
Okay.
I sure hope so.
Yes. Thank you, CSB.
I sure hope so, brother. I'm a Matthew 24 guy, but I sure hope so. $5 from Timothy Emery. Thank you, Timothy. $5 from Randall Black, always there for us.
Thank you, Randall.
Randall also sent in a boostergram, 1,321 sats. He says, here you go. He's quoting some scripture. Oh. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58 from the NASB. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be firm, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Yes.
And I think he's saying that to thank you for doing the show.
Yes, thank you.
And he boosted again 1,000 sats with the same scripture, 1 Corinthians 15, 58. And there's Dr. Akwa, which I think is Joshua. And he just boosted another 500 sats.
Wow. So,
thank you all so much.
That's so kind.
We love that. CurryandTheKeeper.com will tell you how to do it. Remember, if you get up to the right level, you are a Curry and the Keeper official salmonier of Vineyard Nation.
Yes.
We'd love to bless you with those wonderful Curry and the Keeper wine glasses.
Thank you, baby.
They look a bit like sippy cups, but okay, wine glasses.
People love them.
And we still have coasters. We still have coasters left.
We have a few left. Rob Kirkpatrick got his, too.
And I'm pretty sure people may be salmoniers and not even know it.
Yes, I know.
So please check your receipts, everybody. Yes. Make sure you check it.
Yes. You know what it's time for?
The question of the week.
Well, we almost didn't have a question of the week, but then Tina made something up on the spot because she already knows the answer. The question of the week. Her answer, that is. So I'm on the spot. I'm up. There you go. Question of the week.
Okay. Think about all of your qualities. Think about them. Got them in your head?
Very short list. Yes. Okay.
What makes you a good friend?
A loyalty.
Ah.
I am loyal. I am very, very, very loyal.
You are.
You say that with a tone of disbelief. I'm loyal.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm loyal. If you're my friend, I'm loyal.
Oh.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even had an old friend who I'd kind of fallen out with after many, many, many years, 20 plus years. And he said, hey, we should reconnect. And I said, yes, we should reconnect. And we did.
Oh.
So I would say that. How about you?
I think that I am dependable. I think that if somebody calls me and needs something or wants something, I will most likely always step up to the plate and do it.
Yes, you will.
Yes.
Yes,
that's
you will.
What I think.
What made you come up with this question?
I don't know. I was on the fly. I was like, oh no, I don't have a question.
I gotta do something.
And I was like, yeah, I would say dependable too, which I guess is a form of loyalty as well,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I think I'm a positive person too. I'm a positive force.
Around everybody else.
Yeah, you know? Except you.
Yeah. We're going to do a show next week?
We are doing a show next week.
Good news, everybody. There's a show next week.
Yes. No more CK sad.
Yes. I love you, darling.
I love you too, honey.
Vineyard Nation. In the evening,
the courier and the keeper.